morning, Procates. Rusty speaking.
Hey, good morning. Is Ed in?
May I ask his calling, please?
Yeah, this is Nico with the Bank of Cardiff. Just trying to touch base here with Ed.
I'm sorry, Nico from Bank of Cardiff?
Cardiff, yeah, like car and different.
And this is in regards to?
Some financing he's done earlier this year with U.S. Bank for some equipment.
One moment, let me see if I can locate him. Hold on.
Okay, all right. Appreciate that.
Thanks.
Hi, this is Ed. Can I help you?
Hey, Ed. This is Nico with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Okay.
Good. Look, I don't want to take up a lot of your time here. I was actually just trying to follow up. We had mailed out a finance offer to your business a couple weeks ago based off of your history that you had earlier this year with U.S. Bank. We pre-approved you guys for $250,000 for some working capital and equipment financing. So I was kind of circling back, seeing if you happen to come across that piece of mail and, you know, introduce myself to you and see if you have anything coming up where we might be able to help you out.
I don't recognize you. I don't recognize the Bank of Cardiff. I don't recognize seeing any piece of mail, and I don't understand how that's connected with U.S. Bank and what you would have to do with that.
Okay, well, so the work that you guys did with U.S. Bank, there was a public filing, a UCC public filing, and we had noticed that you guys have a strong, history with them and a strong D&B credit profile, so we see that you're also a credit-worthy business. And because of those two things, we were able to get you pre-approved with us for $250,000. So I kind of circled back on the offer that we had mailed out to the business here a couple weeks ago to see if you have anything coming up in which we might be able to help you guys out.
Well, interestingly, yes, possibly, but generally I throw those things in the mail because I consider them all junk.
Yeah,
now
no.
Now that you've actually talked to me.
Trust me.
If you want to send me something again, I'll take a closer look at it.
Okay, was email by any chance the best way to get a hold of you? I know these mail probably takes a little while to reach out to you guys, and I can just send it over digitally to you.
No, I prefer you send it in the mail.
Okay, I can re-note that here. Do you guys have anything coming up in which, you know, you have any plans that might require some equipment or you might want to have some capital on hand?
I do, and I've been working on numerous things over the last few months, and I have a couple more yet to go. So yeah, there is a need and there is an interest if there's actually a possibility and things are reasonable. So
okay,
send me out some introductory info and what you want to do, and we'll see if there's something that we can talk about.
Okay. Do you want me to leave my phone number with you and then I can kind of follow up with you here in, a couple weeks by the time that mail hits your desk?
Well, mail shouldn't take too long. Put it all in there. Let me see something in paper that I can study in front of me and we'll take it from there.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. I'll do that now. I'll get on that.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate it. Yeah.
All right.
Take care, Ed.